my criteria to know when a TV show is a really good TV show is when a current episode ends and all you want to do is just watch the next one, like right away. So in the age of Netflix, where you can do that, or in the age of on-demand where you can do that, or in the age of getting DVDs of complete seasons where you can do that, that's how I know a show is a really good show. It's happened with me watching Mad Men. I just watched the episodes, a lot of them straight through. The only time I stopped was because of work. And sometimes I watched while I worked. And then a show like Dexter, at least like the first 4 or 5 seasons, was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then even finishing it, I'm like, all right, but I still got to see what's going on. So much so where I felt like these characters were my friend. I remember one time I watched Mad Men and I wasn't feeling well and I just stayed and watched and I felt like the Drapers were my friends. So it's been a while since I've experienced that with a new show. There have been good new shows, but rarely have there been shows where it's like, I have to see it, I have to see it, I have to see it. Orange is the New Black almost got there, but then it kind of fell off this past season. The past season was good, but I didn't feel compelled to watch each episode. So that brings me to Friends from college. I saw the trailer, I'm like, all right, yeah, this looks pretty cool, this looks cute, this looks funny, and I said, well, you know, let me give it a try. And from that first episode on, I just wanted to finish it. And I think, like, today is a Tuesday, I believe I first started watching it on a Friday, and everything's done. And the only reason why I couldn't watch everything is because I had to, like, get on with my life. So, let me just... I have very few criticisms about this show. I think my main criticism is that it can get a little over the top with some of the situations. I'm gonna spoiler alert. You know, like situations at during the last episode at the birthday party where all this stuff went down and all these things happened at once. I don't necessarily think that kind of thing would happen in real life. Maybe one of those things could happen in real life, but I understand for the effect of drama and comedy and, you know, and there's both in this show that they had to do it to, you know, to be provocative, to spark some outrage. But I did think it was too much. And there were some times where too many things happened at once. Same thing when they went to Long Island and had wine. It's just like, okay, the driver drinks, he passes out, then they get in the accident with the truck. Again, maybe one thing can happen in real life, but very, very rarely, at least in my life, where all these crazy things happen at once. But I understand why they did it. But what's great about the show is just characters acting and writing. That's what makes the shows great, and directing, of course, and as well as the overall production. But I think the main parts, you know, no one says like, wow, this show really sucked, but goddamn, that sound was good and I'm gonna keep watching it. It's like, no, you watch a show mainly because of the acting. And I know I'm a little biased because I'm an actor, or at least was one. Actually, I kind of still am, but I digress. I am. Sure. Anyway, you watch it because of the acting, and you watch it because of the directing, and you watch it because of the writing. It's mainly the acting and the writing, and you cannot have one without the other. You can have the most awesome writing ever, and if the acting sucks, you're not gonna fucking watch it. You can have Daniel Day-Lewis performing in every role, but if the writing is piss poor, maybe someone like Daniel Day-Lewis or a Meryl Streep or a Ben Kingsley can take you along for a while. But if the writing is just so bad, it's like, I don't want to watch this anymore. So everything has to click. And with this show, everything clicked. From the characters to the subject matter, I am the age of all these people. It's about everybody turning 40 and still being friends from college. And while I'm lucky enough, I fucking hated college, by the way. I hated my experiences there. I had some good experiences there, but overall I didn't like it. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I ended up going to a school just to go to a school. So it was just, you know, culturally I didn't get along with a lot of the people there. I just wanted different things. And then I was dealing with some major, 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 major issues. So the act of going to college was hard within itself. It just, like, it felt like a giant weight on my shoulder. So I was jealous that the characters loved their college so much. I wish I had that love for college. But I can relate to groups of friends interacting. I am lucky enough to have a great group of friends, and we get together and we hang out. You know, things go up and down. People like each other. People hate each other. But for the most part, I've been fortunate in that, and I'm hoping to always grow my circle. I don't think you can have enough friends. I understand different levels and different circles of friends, but it's nice. It's nice to connect to people. It's nice to be liked. It's nice to like people back. So this show does it really well. The way the cast interacts with each other, the diversity and personality of the characters are good because you can relate to different characters in different ways. The situations that they get in, even though there are some unrealistic things that happen, a lot of the situations are realistic for life, in relationships and work and trying to find a job and not liking your job, into, you know, issues with marriage. That's really good. So, you know, there's nothing supernatural about the conflicts in this. No one's getting killed. There aren't any, like, you know, life or death situations, but it's very, very much intense emotionally. The comedy in this show is really good in that it looks like there's improv going on, but they don't hit you over the head with improv. I remember on an old podcast of this, I reviewed Love on Netflix, another Netflix show, and I thought it was good, but every once in a while, and it's a Judd Apatow produced show, so every once in a while, like with Judd Apatow and the improv, they just hit you over the head with the improv so much that you can tell they're improvising and it takes away from the story. Friends from College did this, but they didn't hit you over the head with it. The improv was actually welcome, and it made the acting more realistic. So, overall, really good show. I watched it. I didn't want it to end. It left us on a cliffhanger, and I really hope it gets. I really hope it comes back for another season. And I like the mix of comedy and drama. As a kid who grew up watching The Wonder Years, it's so cool to see Fred Savage show off his acting chops. But now, as an adult, I know he's done some stuff after Wonder Years. Keegan-Michael Key, you know, I'm so used to watching him in Key and Peele, but he has dramatic chops as well, so it's good that he's showing that along with his great comedic acting. So, I mean, overall, really good show. I highly recommend it, and I think that's everything I'm going to say off the cuff about that. I just finished watching the episode, and I felt like talking to you all. Talking to myself, actually. Talking to you all. And I don't know if I should have the right to say y'all because I'm not from the South, even though one of my best friends is from the South, but I don't think that gives me a pass. You can email me at MikeLaneAct, that's MikeLaneAct, at yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter at MikeLaneAct, and like me on Facebook at MikeLaneActor. The name of this podcast is Music, Movies, and More. You can find me on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, YouTube, all that. Please comment, please share, tell your friends, and I will tell my friends that you told your friends that you listened to me. All right, everyone, have a good one, and I will speak to y'all. I did it again. I will speak to you all soon. All right, bye.